All right, happy Thanksgiving to you. It's Dave Player in for Steve Cochran this morning. Steve and Johnny coming up at 9 o'clock. Well, either you're roasting your turkey, you're deep frying it, smoking it, or grilling it. Grilling your Thanksgiving turkey is a great way to get a beautifully brown bird and full of amazing flavor. And to talk about that and some sides you can make on the grill as well is Kevin Coleman, Weber's Grill Master. Happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dave. Thanks for having us here.
Absolutely. I wouldn't think of having a holiday show without you. Grilling your turkey is a great alternative to putting it in the oven. How long does it typically take on the grill?
So it depends on what temperature you're going to be cooking at. Normal, traditional, whatever you can do in an oven, same as on the grill. So you're looking at 11 to 13 minutes per pound at about 350. I cook mine about 300, 325, and that's about 15 to 18 minutes per pound.
Okay, so we're talking 3 hours, 4 hours on the grill.
About for a 20-pound turkey, yeah.
Okay, and why do you cook at a lower temperature?
After doing this so many times
and
getting pretty good at it, I don't like low and slow temperatures, and the reason why is because the skin gets rubbery, and if you're going to smoke, it has a tendency to get really dark.
Okay.
So I found that if I can get a better skin, a better crispy skin, a better colored skin, if I cook up at 300 degrees.
And wood chips would be recommended?
Wood chunks. Chips if you're going to be using a gas grill. Chunks if you're going to be using a charcoal grill.
Okay.
Soak those chips because you don't want those to fire really quickly. You want them to just smolder so you get that nice color and smoke flavor on that bird.
And you got a Weber smoker too. What do you, how do you smoke the turkey?
So I'm going to start with my charcoal, my unlit charcoal, take a half a chimney, dump that on top of my unlit, and it will slowly just burn itself down, maintaining your temperatures without any problem. And the cool thing now is we have this iGrill device that monitors your turkey, so I can spend more time inside watching TV, enjoying football,
a lot of good games,
family.
Today.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff, a lot of action on. Yeah. And it'll tell me when my turkey is done, which is great because it is colder here, and so the grills work much more efficient when you keep the lids closed and you're not looking at what's going on with your turkey. So,
gotcha. Now, you prefer to put stuffing on the grill, and you said not in the turkey. You can put I've seen that you're at work, and you put other veggies and seasonings into the turkey, but you do the stuffing separately. Talk to me about that a little bit.
I do the stuffing separately because normal temperature is 165 to take your turkey off. I'm more like 160, anywhere between 160 to 165, I'm taking it off. If you put your stuffing inside that cavity, what happens is you have to cook that up to about 180 degrees because of the bacteria that could be formed in that cavity. So what I do as a cheat is I'll cook mine on a grill, and then if I really want to put it inside the cavity, I will after the turkey's already off the grill, so you don't have to worry about the whole 180 temperature.
So what are you putting inside the turkey? You've got like celery?
I usually use celery, onions, apples. I throw some beer in there, give a little me, a little bit of the turkey, more fun.
Okay.
I usually base my turkey a little bit with beer too because the natural sugars in that will help the skin get crispy and give it some color, so that's another fun cheat way that you can make that bird just pop with color.
I like that. What about some sides on the grill? You're all about sides and pies, so let's talk about the sides.
One of my family staples is our chorizo cornbread stuffing. It's phenomenal. One that we did last year that we tweaked a little bit this year is we do a White Castle stuffing, which is awesome. So let's get 10 sliders, dice them up, add celery, add onion, sage, thyme, a little bit of milk, put it on the grill for a half an hour. It's awesome.
Wow.
Fun. Yes.
I wouldn't even think about that. Now, we were talking about meat stuffings earlier, and those are pretty big. They're hearty, but full of flavor, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I love using chorizo in my stuffing. We always do a traditional stuffing, but I like chorizo. It's a nice pop. You get a little bit of fire in there.
Wow.
Especially if you've been drinking wine or beer later on in the day. Quench a little of your thirst. Clean your palate, get your back ready for some more turkey and sides.
What are some other sides on the grill that you like doing besides the stuffing?
Well, traditional stuff. We're a big green bean casserole family. My wife makes a great one. The girls helped her with that yesterday, which is kind of exciting. Our mac and cheese. So we took it to another level. I had to do a brisket earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we now loaded it up with brisket, bacon, prosciutto, four different types of cheese, finish it with some breadcrumbs. So I can't wait for that one to get on the grill and get baked.
Well, and you brought some goodies too. So I love that you didn't bring turkey because you know we're going to be eating that all day. You brought barbecue ribs, like loads of ribs, and then these beautiful breakfast sandwiches that you did on the grill.
Yes. So we do everything on the grill. We were up at 3 o'clock this morning starting. I figured I didn't want to bring turkey in for you guys because if it's the best you have all day, you have nothing to look forward to. So now we'll just...
I appreciate that. I know Dave's already...
And we don't want to offend anybody.
Dave's already diving in. Absolutely.
Delicious.
There you go. Grilling is big during the warmer months, but it's just as fun in the winter as well. And I've said this before that when it snows outside, there's a path to the car, the path to the garage, and the path to the grill.
And I'm the same way. I think more people are finding the enjoyment of getting out and cooking, especially around Thanksgiving, the holidays, Christmas. New Year's is a big one. We don't go out. We stay in until I get some beef flown in. We do a whole six-course meal with my parents, which is great. And it's the food tastes much better, right? Because when you cook with love and you're in the backyard doing that on your Weber, it doesn't get any better.
Now, people thinking now about gift giving, grills make a great gift for dad, grandpa, whoever. But there's just such a wide variety of gas grills and charcoal grills and Weber Q grills as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the exciting part now is our world champion Chicago Cubs. We have a Cubs Q, which is a great gift for anyone that is a Cubs fan that lives here or around the world. It packs a lot of power. We've cooked for 100 people on three of those at Soldier Field this year. So there's a ton of space. You look at it, it's like, oh, it looks a little small. Ton of space to cook. The other thing, too, that's really cool for stocking stuffers is the iGrill. They have a mini. We have an iGrill, too. Great for dad, keeping temperatures, not having to spend as much time paying attention to the grill, enjoying more time with your family. So there's a lot of cool things out there that you can definitely get for the holidays. And that Q grill, I'm hoping Santa brings me one.
But grills, that's a great gift, man. I mean, I've done it for my father-in-law, my dad, for the holidays, actually. And it's great to see. And they fire it up in the wintertime. I mean, that's good stuff.
And it's the thing I love about the Q, out of the 55 grills I have in my backyard, I have about 6 or 7 Qs. I would rather cook on those half the time than the big ones.
That's so funny.
They're so efficient. The grill marks that they put on food is just awesome because of that porcelain enamel cast iron grate, which retains heat extremely well, especially in cold weather like we have today. So it's one of my favorites for sure.
Now, we're going to give away today, right now, a Chicago Cubs Weber Q grill. And we'll do it on our regular line, 312-981-7200, but you got to get our trivia question right. So you can bake a pumpkin pie on the grill at 425 degrees. How long does it take to bake a pie on a Weber grill? Is it 15 minutes? Is it 50 minutes? Or is it 2 hours? So again, you can bake your pumpkin pie on a Weber grill. It's 425 degrees. How long does it take? Is it 15 minutes, 50 minutes, or 2 hours? We're going to take the 7th and 9th caller. First one that gets it right on the air gets a Chicago Cubs Weber Q Grill, 312-981-7200. We'll do that after a look at your morning traffic. Good morning, Susan. Hey, it's Dave Player back with you on this Thanksgiving morning. And the question to win a Chicago Cubs Weber Q Grill, you can bake a pumpkin pie at the grill at 425 degrees. How long does it take to bake a pie on a Weber grill? We took the 7th and 9th caller. Number 7 is John. John, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, David.
What is the answer? 15 minutes, 50 minutes, or 2 hours?
I'm guessing you're going to treat it like your oven. It would probably be about 50 minutes.
You got it, John. That's it. That's it. You win a Chicago Cubs Weber Q Grill. Congratulations. And stand by, Joey. Absolutely. Joey will get your information. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you, you too.
All right, buddy. Kevin, one last thing before you go. Pie on the grill. Let's talk about an apple pie.
Apple pie, any kind of pie on the grill is awesome, but I put it in a brown paper bag. It gives it a beautiful crust. It keeps the moisture in. It is, if you're going to take if you're great at doing apple pie or any kind of pie, putting it in a brown paper bag and putting it on a Weber kettle, it'll be the absolute best pie you've ever had in your life, and you will never go back to using the oven again.
Awesome. And then a question here, cooking turkey on a charcoal, then transporting it, can I wrap hot coals in foil to put it in a cooler to keep the turkey warm?
I would say probably not.
Okay.
What I would do is if it's at 160 to 165, put it inside your cooler, put foil around it that will keep it insulated. You could carry that for probably 2 to 3 hours in a sealed cooler and not have that much of an issue. You definitely don't want to put anything like charcoal or heat in there. That's a bad idea.
And one last tip about the turkey. Once you're done grilling the turkey, you've got a recommendation. Don't carve it right away.
No, the worst thing you can do is carve into that right after it comes off the grill. So let it sit for about 30 to 40% of the total time it was on the grill. So that's roughly going to be somewhere around 30 minutes to 45 minutes. It allows the meat to relax, some of the juices to run back in. It'll be way more flavorful and way more juicy if you can do that.
Let's see here. One other thing. What other pies do you do on the grill besides the pumpkin and the apple?
So we do pecan, we do apple, we do pumpkin. And actually, I roast the pumpkin before we actually make the puree out of it, which is a pretty cool thing to get a little bit more flavor
out
of
it. So how are you roasting it? What do you?
So we put it on a grill like you would a pie, and you roast the pumpkin, you take that stuff out, puree it, drop in your nutmeg, your coriander, all that other stuff, put it back on. Cherry pie, that's one of my dad's favorites. And I think that's it for desserts. We're more into the main course.
I hear you. Well, again, Weber Grill makes a great gift. They've got a great selection online, great accessories too for dad, grandpa, or anybody in on your list. And for more on that, go to Weber.com. Kevin Coleman, Weber Grill, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Dave, and happy Thanksgiving to all our military troops out there that take care of us and keep us safe.
Thanks, buddy. All right, we'll be right back.